Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work. This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered. Could just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. Considering that roughly half the people on the planet experience periods during their lives, there are a lot of myths out there about periods. And there are a lot of myths about conception and pregnancy. Today, let's bust a myth that has to do with all three. You may have heard it before. You can't get pregnant during your period. This is not true. You can totally get pregnant during your period. It's not super likely, statistically speaking. But just as a baby's arrival isn't as simple as a stork dropping off a special bundle, getting pregnant involves plenty of biological intricacies and uncertainties. Menstrual cycles vary, and a person can technically get pregnant at any point during their cycle. The typical menstrual cycle lasts 28 days, split into the follicular and luteal phases. In a nutshell, the follicular phase consists of an egg developing in the ovaries and the uterus starting to grow a nurturing lining. Then the egg releases, that's ovulation, and the luteal phase begins. It's the preparatory time in which a person's body gets ready for that egg to meet up with a sperm in the fallopian tubes. Hormone secretions prompt the uterine lining to continue thickening for embryo implantation should fertilization occur. If fertilization does not occur, menstruation commences as the lining of the uterus sheds and the unfertilized egg exits the uterus. If you have a textbook 28-day cycle with a textbook 5-day period, you're probably most likely to get pregnant if you have sex 14 days after your last period. That's when sperm are most likely to encounter a mature egg in the fallopian tubes. But not all cycles last 28 days. Not all periods last 5 days. The normal range for a menstrual cycle is anything from 21 to 35 days, and the average period can last from 4 to 7 days. It's normal to reach peak fertility anywhere from 11 to 21 days after your last period. And that's not even taking more outlying situations into consideration. Irregular periods that only come around every few months, as well as cycles that are shorter than the average 28 days, may hold higher probabilities for overlap between ovulation and menstruation. Although the statistical chances of it happening are low, there are three main ways that it's possible to get pregnant from unprotected sex despite the presence of vaginal bleeding. First up, if a woman has an especially short menstrual cycle, ovulation can occur before menstruation stops. This is the least likely scenario for a period pregnancy to take place, but a longer period lasting up to 7 to 8 days combined with a compressed menstrual cycle can add up to an embryo. More commonly, with shorter menstrual cycles, the ovaries could release an egg a few days after menstruation finishes. But even though an egg wasn't ready and waiting during the period itself, unprotected intercourse on, say, the last day of bleeding could leave behind sperm with a surprisingly potent shelf life. A sperm can survive inside a woman's body for 3 to 5 days, possibly resulting in pregnancy if the ovaries release an egg into the fallopian tubes in that time frame. Vaginal bleeding can also be misleading, as it doesn't always signal menstruation. In fact, some women spot during ovulation, which could be mistaken for a light period. In that case, unprotected sex could certainly result in pregnancy. Stress, for example, can be the culprit behind a late period, as can travel, which can sometimes be synonymous with stress. A change in weight can affect a person's period, and so can illness, certain conditions, and some medications. For example, take endometriosis, which is a case of misplaced cells. Ones that should be in a person's uterus grow in other places too, or instead, like the bowel, fallopian tubes, and ovaries. They respond to menstrual hormones by swelling and getting thicker, just like the ones that make up the uterine lining, but they don't get shed. They're just stuck. This condition can cause shorter cycles, longer periods, or breakthrough bleeding and cramping, all making it more difficult to know what stage of your cycle you're on. Or take polycystic ovary syndrome, or PCOS. This is caused by your hormones being out of whack, and since the menstrual cycle is ruled by hormones, it can cause your periods to come irregularly. Or uterine fibroids, which are non-cancerous tumors in the uterus. They can change the shape of the uterus and cause extra heavy periods. Or pelvic inflammatory disease, which is an infection often caused by bacteria from STIs like chlamydia. While some people have no symptoms at all, it can result in irregular periods or damage to the fallopian tubes, which messes with eggs and sperm's travel through the reproductive system. All of that is to say that our bodies are all different, and sometimes they're up to some pretty weird stuff. It's plausible for an expectant egg and an enterprising sperm to meet at any point during the month. Also, while we're here dispelling the myth that you can't get pregnant on your period, let's talk briefly about another myth. Some people mistakenly think that urinating after unprotected intercourse will flush any lingering sperm from the vagina. That's anatomically impossible, though, since sperm enter through the vaginal opening, whereas urine exits through the urethral opening, which is between the vaginal opening and the clitoris. Today's episode is based on the articles Can a Woman Get Pregnant During Her Period? By Kristen Conger and Abnormal Menstrual Cycles and Fertility by Katie Lambert, both on HowStuffWorks.com. Brainstuff is a production of iHeartRadio in partnership with HowStuffWorks.com and is produced by Tyler Klang. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.